scratch and sniff, vibrating chairs, images flying at you in a 3D whirlwind. Cinema has certainly changed since the days of Casablanca and Charlie Chaplin. Avatar, James Cameron's biggest blockbuster and the highest grossing film of all time, was considered groundbreaking back in 2009. Nowadays, it can be difficult to find a movie session that doesn't feature this kind of three-dimensional viewing experience. Technology via the internet is also affecting how we experience and engage with a film. Blogs make everybody a critic, and marketing is being used to spoil as well as save plot twists. Dr. Bruce Isaacs is a professor of film studies at the University of Sydney and speaks to Annie Wiley about whether or not we're moving on from the traditional cinema experience.
Have you noticed a significant change in the way people view films compared to, say, 50 years ago?
Look, it's a good question, a tough one to map out. One absolutely significant transition in the way people watch movies is that they simply don't go to the theatre as much as they used to. So that's the major transformation. So in the classical Hollywood era, for example, going to the movies was absolutely central to your life. Whereas, look, even among the cinephiles that I spend a lot of time with, you know, we'd go to the movies once a fortnight or something like that. And the other obvious big change is in the kinds of technology that you encounter. So one of the things that major studios do, and Hollywood's very good at this, is constantly transforming their technology so that they can attract people. So one of the big changes is, and look, everybody's noticed this, is that when you now go to the movies, you have options like IMAX. You've got things like 3D cinema, which is currently exploding all across the world because it gives you a kind of image that you can't get at home. All of that, I think, is always going to be based on the fact that cinema claims to give you new experiences always.
On that idea of 3D films, they sort of used to be only on special occasions. You'd go to the IMAX to see Coral Reef Adventure or something like that. But now it does seem to be such a standard format for going to the movies, to the extent that you can't see some films without 3D because the sessions just won't be available. Do you think this has changed people's expectations?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think that it's changed not only people's expectations, but I think it's changed entirely what we think cinema is. 3D began as something very gimmicky, but 3D now is almost something that you'd consider a convention. There's a book I was reading just last week where the person declared that in 10 years we wouldn't even call it 3D, we would just call it cinema, because the norm would be 3D technology, 3D experiences at the cinema, and we would just take for granted that every time you go, you put on those glasses and you watch a 3D film. It's just the pervasiveness of it, the fact that you've got Spielberg doing Tintin that's coming out at the end of the year, you've got all the major filmmakers doing it. I think that as audiences, we've just completely embraced the technology and the experience. I'm not convinced that it does offer a sort of profoundly new experience, but in the way that it's been marketed, in the way that it's been conceptualized, I think that 3D currently is, you know, it's the big fad. It's what everybody's looking for.
People really have embraced 3D film. Do you think that on that note of traditional sort of cinema viewing, which was you went to the movies, you watched a movie, people are letting go of that traditional experience?
That's going to be determined a lot by the kinds of films that come out in 3D. I think that ultimately people are still going to be governed by whether they can find a great film at the movies and how that film has been marketed to them. 3D is a major part of that marketing strategy. So I think 3D is attracting a lot of people simply because it's a new technology and a new kind of experience. But I'm not entirely sure that people have let go of what cinema is or once was in, you know, in the long 100-year history of film. You know, people go to the movies. It still seems to me they want to in some way project themselves into the screen. They want to live the life that they're watching in the screen, and they want to associate with those characters and put themselves into the life of that film. I don't think 3D is going to erase that in any way. I think it's a continuation, and therefore I don't think audiences are ever going to let go of some of those basic foundational elements of film.
Do you think that audiences will be as convinced by talk of introducing things like moving chairs and even scratch and sniff and these less visual and more sort of attacking other senses into the film experience?
I'd be skeptical about the olfactory stuff, you know, the smells and things, because they've been talking about that for decades, and they've even experimented with it. I think it was roughly in the 70s or maybe early 80s when they started trying to experiment with it. Film was really born as a visual medium. It became a sound medium about 30 years into its history. Whether any of that gives you a holistic experience where you could say that I'm actually living life by watching a movie, I'm very skeptical of things like that. When I go to the movies, I'm not looking to have an experience that is absolutely equivalent to the experience I have in life. You know, film is an art form. It's not a perfect reproduction of the world. I mean, it's possibly some new experience, some novelty, but I can't see that taking off. You know, I find it very hard to believe that we're going to now turn cinema into this holistic technology that provides a new experience of life.
What about the other side of technology's impact on film, being the internet? Can a movie sort of still have the same impact when, you know, realistically you can't keep anything a secret nowadays?
All of your questions lead to, I think, what's correct on your thinking. You know, the cinema is changing. The internet changes film entirely. You've got things like the whole blogosphere of cinema currently. You know, that fundamentally changes what a film is, the speed at which opinions move out across society, the fact that marketing is now done through the internet. So I think those things completely change the way we experience film, the way that we engage with other people. You know, you don't necessarily go and have a coffee with someone to talk about a film and have that kind of reflective discussion. You can Twitter something, which is by its nature brief, to the point, and usually kind of reductive, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's a completely different way of thinking about talking about the films and thinking about how a film is marketed.
Do you think viewers really have been affected then by this sort of development of being able to interact with peers and with the film in that different way?
Yes, completely. You know, if you look back at, say, the 1970s and, you know, the great decade of film culture, particularly in America, film was not only one of the very visible art forms, but there was a whole cultural assemblage of sort of critics and scholars and practitioners who took film very seriously, who would meet in designated places. Now it seems to me that kind of work has been done more on the internet than anything else. There's more of a sense of a democratization of the film critic. You know, who knows what is a good film? Well, it's anybody now. You know, if I want to post something, that's a legitimate, you know, response to a film.
Will this perhaps mean the types of films that we watch and that become popular will change?
Films that can hook an audience might get some kind of exposure on the internet. So that, you know, a film like The Blair Witch Project, it gave itself over to an internet marketing strategy. And in fact, they milked it very well. Films like When Cloverfield was coming out, that sense of just putting out some kind of object or idea, symbol, which just goes viral on the internet. I don't think you can market extremely complex art house cinema on the internet as confidently as you could a kind of mainstream blockbuster. So it's why, for example, studios have gone so much into the whole diversification of marketing through the internet, through internet strategies. It's hard to tell for sure, but I do think that the internet does make it easier to market certain things.
Where do you think the future is heading? Do you think that people will respond to even more changes? So we've had the 3D change. Will they, you know, continue to view films in the same way, or will, do you think they'll revert to wanting that more traditional movie-going experience?
Look, I hope people keep sight of some of the more traditional aspects of film viewing. I hope that narrative cinema, you know, complex narrative cinema continues to be a part of things. I do think you're right in asking whether these technological changes make it increasingly difficult for certain kinds of cinema to be made. That's absolutely the case. I mean, if it takes $100 million to make a big blockbuster 3D film, very few people can actually produce that. People will continue to look for some changes. I don't think 3D has run its course. I think it's still in the very beginnings of that phase, if it's ever going to take off. But the last sort of 120 years of film, you know, we started with the most basic moving images and go all the way up to something like Avatar. I can only guess that that'll continue to change in some ways because people will keep asking questions about film because it is such a mass medium.
Getting our head around all things technological in film and how it may affect film-going culture, Annie Wiley was speaking there to Sydney University's Dr. Bruce Isaacs for the Fourth Estate.